Are you a good listener? Okay, don't answer yet. I'm going to help you figure that out. Now, listening is something I've worked on for many, many years and continue to work on each day. I have actually gotten to the point where I get complimented by people I interview for being a good listener. Now, I take those compliments as a good sign, although I know, and I'm sure my wife would agree, that I still have a lot to learn.
Are you ready to join us in creating a better world? Awesome, because you're in the right place. Each week, we feature an inspiring story or message to help spread positive change and create a better world for all of us. I'm your host, Rick Ornelas. Welcome to the I Spark Change podcast. What is up, Impact Heroes? Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Rick Ornelas. Thank you for spending some time with us today because we know time is a valuable resource and we're going to make it worth your while. I appreciate each and every one of you, not just for listening, but for who you are. I know you are sparking change to make the world a better place every day, and I am humbled and grateful for your efforts. It takes all of us doing our part to spread positive change, and that's what this show is all about. Motivating you with stories of struggle, courage, and hope to empower you to make a difference in your life and the lives of others.
In case you missed it,
there's a good reason why the number one regret of the dying is living a life others expected of them and not the life they wanted to live. And that's why courage is everything. A man needs courage. Not only does he need courage because he needs to be able to stand up for what he believes in, and that applies as much in his personal life, professional life. It doesn't mean that you need to stand up to a tyrant, but I push it even further than that. Can you really trust someone that's a coward? You can't. Yeah. You don't know how they're going to react to any given situation. It's always a gamble. So if you're not courageous, you cannot be trusted.
Available everywhere you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back, Impact Heroes, to the latest edition of I Spark Change Through. Now, our goal with these episodes is featuring all the different ways that us and others spark change to make the world a better place through social impact and positive change. We have found over the past few years that there are endless ways to positively impact others each day. This response has been extremely positive. The response to this segment has been extremely positive. We've had episodes on sparking change through fitness, adventure, mind, body, spirit, volunteering, mental health awareness, writing, interns, cultural exchange, networking, time, self care, gratitude, love, and most recently, purpose. So on that note, I have a question for you. How do you spark change? One of the ways we spark change here at I Spark Change is through listening. Question for you. Are you a good listener? Okay, don't answer yet. I'm going to help you figure that out. Now, truth be told, I wasn't always a good listener. When I was younger, I was mainly focused on myself rather than focusing on others, which is, spoiler alert, one of the secrets to being a good listener. Now, listening is something I have worked on for many, many years and continue to work on each day. I have actually gotten to the point where I get complimented by people I interview for being a good listener. Now, I take those compliments as a good sign, although I know, and I'm sure my wife would agree, that I still have a lot to learn. So let me help you figure out where you stand. How can you tell if you're a good listener? Reflecting on my own journey, I've realized that self-awareness of where you stand is the first step to growth, really in anything. So think about your recent conversations. Were you present, really present? Or was your mind racing ahead to what you wanted to say next? Or even worse, was it focused on something else entirely, like the groceries you had to pick up from the store or the email you needed to send? So here's how you can start to assess your listening skills. Do you make eye contact and show through your body language that you are engaged? Or do you find your gaze wandering? Because research shows that body language is where we get most from the message in communication, almost 60% or around 60%. So you definitely want to be communicating with your body language that you're listening. Another tip, can you recall details from conversations later on? Or did you meet someone and then you completely forget about everything you talked about? That's a sign that you weren't really truly listening. Okay, so if you remember, that's pretty good. And then are you curious, asking follow-up questions, or do you end up steering the conversation always back to yourself? If you find that you're more focused on waiting for your turn to talk or get easily distracted, don't fret. That's a common hurdle for a lot of people, but it's one that's entirely possible to overcome. Because that's how my younger self, and frankly, a lot of people I speak to each day go about listening. They're always looking for places where they can interject their comments or bring the conversation back to them. Now, every time I'm in a conversation, I have to consciously be aware of this or I will revert to those old habits. And I found that it's very easy to revert to making it about yourself with people you're comfortable with. Now, maybe that's because you know so much about them, or maybe you've had the same conversations over and over again with your spouse. But in any case, I find I do a lot better in conversations with new people because I seek to use some of these tips that I think you can use in any conversation. So here you go. If you embrace these tips, then these are going to enhance your listening powers, I promise you. One is dedicate your full attention. I learned that to truly listen, you need to shut out the world around you. And that means putting down your phone, turning off the TV, minimizing distractions, closing the windows on your laptop, whatever it is. Because just imagine the person in front of you is sharing the most important story in the world. Because to them, it very well might be. And you do them a disrespect by not honoring them with your full attention. Number two is patience is key. Remember, conversations aren't a race. They're a journey. Resist the urge to interrupt or jump to conclusions. Let the other person share their thoughts fully. You know, this patience not only shows respect, but it often leads to deeper understanding. Because if you're in a rush, you miss those intricacies of the conversation and what they're saying. And their very next line could be a revealing message that you're like, oh, that completely changes what I was thinking. The third tip is to engage with curiosity. Asking thoughtful questions isn't just about gathering information. It's a way to show you care. It's like saying, I see you, I hear you, and I want to understand more. And all of us in life, I mean, we just want to be seen, heard, and understood. So those are three basic fundamental tenets of being a human being. And so if you can do that in listening, then it's going to help you to be a listener. Plus, it often reveals layers to the conversation that you might not anticipate. On this podcast, I have had some incredible conversations with individuals because I go into each conversation, each interview of the podcast with a genuine curiosity. I want to find out things I don't know about the individual. I want to go deeper into the story that they're sharing and find out, as I said, those intricacies of the details of what they're sharing. So just remember, you're not going to have it perfect. Like I said, I still have to work on it every day. I still find myself falling into old habits. Just know it's a lifelong journey because embracing the art of listening has transformed not just the way I communicate, but the depth of my relationships and the understanding of the world. It's a skill that doesn't come overnight, but with daily practice, it becomes a part of who you are and you get better, just like you would with anything. Just like when you were a kid and you learned how to ride a bike. I mean, you're going to get better. Remember, being a good listener isn't just about hearing the words. It's about connecting on a deeper level. It's about making the person in front of you feel seen, heard, and valued, which is the last part of that. So the next time you're in a conversation, remind yourself of the power of listening. It's a simple act that can have a profound impact on your life and the lives of others. Keep practicing, keep growing. Let's make the world a better place through listening, one listen conversation at a time. Thank you for listening today. Hopefully you listened intently. And I would love to hear your comments on listening. So please share them. If you found this episode useful, then hit the like button and subscribe. And please share it with others. Your feedback and your reviews are how we grow this podcast. And we want to share it with as many as possible with our upcoming social impact social media platform. So we thank you for your time. We thank you for listening. And as always, we'll see you next time on the iSpark Change podcast.
Are you interested to have Rick speak at your event? Here is what others have to say.
Did not know his story, and it was so inspirational. And his presence on stage, his authenticity was just incredible.
I absolutely loved his performance. It made me feel some type of way.
If you're looking for a speaker for your next event, hire Rick. I promise you this, you will not be disappointed.
Visit rickcornelis.com to book him today.
Remember, Impact Heroes, every positive action can be a spark moment that has a ripple effect that spreads far beyond the initial act. So go out there and spark change. Don't forget, if you enjoyed this episode, then please smash that 5-star rating on iTunes or Spotify and leave a review. We value your comments and we want to hear from you in the community. Thank you for listening. God bless you. And we'll see you next week on the iSpark Change podcast.